Lesson 12, Grammar Practice. Practice 1. Let's practice the
ote
construction. You'll hear a noun in Swahili, and you should say a phrase including that noun and the appropriate form of
ote.
As usual, repeat the correct answer after the pause.
Wanafunzi.
Wanafunzi wote.
Mikono.
Mikono yote.
Mkate.
Mkate wote.
Chakula.
Chakula chote.
Viatu.
Viatu vyote.
Gazeti.
Gazeti lote.
Matunda.
Matunda yote.
Nyama.
Nyama yote.
Mbao.
Mbao zote.
Ugali.
Ugali wote.
Practice 2. Now let's practice expressing any. You'll hear a sentence with a simple noun such as
kalamu.
You should restate the sentences, substituting the appropriate form of any.
Kalamu yoyote.
The English is given to guide you. I need a pen.
Ninahitaji kalamu.
I need any pen.
Ninahitaji kalamu yoyote.
We accept the credit card.
Tunapokea kadi ya mkopo.
We accept any credit card.
Tunapokea kadi yoyote ya mkopo.
I want to go to the bank.
Ninataka kwenda benki.
I want to go to any bank.
Ninataka kwenda benki yoyote.
I will buy food.
Nitanunua chakula.
I will buy any food.
Nitanunua chakula chochote.
I don't have money.
Sina pesa.
I don't have any money.
Sina pesa yoyote.
Practice 3. Now let's practice the
enye
form. Translate the English sentences into Swahili using
enye.
As usual, repeat the correct answer after the pause. People that have money.
Watu wenye pesa.
Banks that have ATMs.
Benki zenye ATM.
An account that has money.
Akaunti yenye pesa.
A student that has books.
Mwanafunzi mwenye vitabu.
A class that has many students.
Darasa lenye wanafunzi wengi.